WWZ.
WWZ, wishing to make a queue service in the available stations. CQ, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey's in this.
TD4SRR monitoring, and with a question about a repeater down here in Lawrence County, Greenwood. Over.
This is Gerald TR. Heading down to get a shot in the spine. Want to change places?
Not today, Tom, but thanks.
Think nothing of it for a friend. Well, that's where we're headed right now, Jerry. Up here on Wade Hampton and coming in Taylor's, I guess you'd say.
Well, Bernice will take good care of you. I know. Where do you have to head to get that? Is that a, like an orthopedic, or who's handling that for you, Tom?
The neurosurgeon by the name of Atkinson, and they do the procedures down at Statewood, and it's a huge hospital complex down here. That's all I know about it. And Bernice used to go out there and get her mammograms. And it was in a different building. I'm going to 175, and she went over to 200, and there's 200 A, B, and C. And they are big.
Lynn goes too. She had an incident it's almost like a stroke or something a few years ago, but it's actually called plans global amnesia. She went to see a neurosurgeon there, and he was in the Bakewood complex. Of course, she goes to other doctors there, too, okay? It's where our gastros are at Bakewood and at St. Francis, too. But Bakewood's a little easier for us to get in and out of, though.
Well, I wanted to be knocked out, but he says they don't do that anymore, so c'est la vie. I asked him if it'd be all right if it hurt if I slapped him around a little, and he said, no, but he said, you can hit my assistant, be all right.
I don't think I'd be hitting anybody, but anyway, I hope it goes well. I haven't had to have one of those, but I know people that have it. I think it provides some relief most of the time for most people. And some people don't.
Sure, you dropped out a little bit, but yeah, you knew I was kidding. But at any rate, I hope it does some good. That's the main thing. Well, it's supposed to be 87 degrees up here today, 9 degrees above normal, I guess.
Coming here too. I said, what? Is it like a dual block?
It looks like the repeater shot traps here in Gerald TR. Dropped out for a little bit there, Jerry. Go ahead.
I asked you if it's a dual block or something like that you're getting today.
It'll wind up being they guide a needle in there with radiation, and then if it works, I guess they go in with RF energy and burn the nerves off. He said, unfortunately, it only lasts about a year. I said, I'll take it if that helps. Fine, get up for a year of a month without pain, that would be wonderful, but we'll just have to wait and see, Jerry.
Well, for that, I was ready for that time.
Well, the daughter had an epidural done the other day, two of them, and she said they just lean you over something, and they run lidocaine up in there first. And then they put the stuff in with a bigger needle, I guess. And the lidocaine's supposed to deaden it, but she said, it ain't any fun, Dan.
If you had another year without pain, it'd be beneficial, I'm sure.
I have to take the pain. I said, it can't be any worse than getting a chest tube stabbed in you while you were sitting there awake. And I've had that 5 times, so... Oh, well, it is what it is, as Mr. Rusty used to say, and we'll just have to wait and see.
For you, I know, as I said, it works for some people, and others it doesn't. Hopefully it'll be beneficial and give you another year of being pain-free. That, like I said, that's worth it to do that. Yeah, I had to take a trip to the ER about 10 days ago now. I was having some... I thought I was having abdominal pains and that sort of thing, and I was getting a little lightheaded, my blood pressure dropped, and they gave me the ride over here and did all the tests, enzyme tests. Didn't think it was anything heart related, so I thought it might be that, I thought they called a vagal nerve or something right down through into your stomach there. When you stand up too long or do some things you shouldn't be doing, some people have occasion where they can feel lightheaded. Some people even faint. I didn't do that, but I've had it happen about 3 times over the course of the last year and a half. And the doc there told me, this may not ever figure out exactly what's causing this. Some people have issues with this, and some people don't. But anyway, I do have a little bit of a heart problem, not anything that they can tell you anything serious enough to do anything about at this point anyway.
Good either, Jerry. I hope you wind up doing okay on that. Actually, this morning my back hurt less than it's hurt in the last several days. I couldn't imagine. I went out and painted those posts on my counterpoise and made them look like the timber out there so they didn't stick out so much. And I got another email today, said they was getting ready to mail my isolation transformer. It said for 80 meters, and I told them 3 times now I want it for 160, so the guy said he got it changed. But then I got another one today, said your package is about ready, 80 meters, and I thought, my, I don't have to send it back or something. And then they'll probably charge you restocking, who knows. I think he's probably going to get it right, because he said, good thing I questioned it. Well, when they sent me the email that it was available, it said 160 meters, and I ordered it that way. And somehow or another, it got screwed around to 80, so we'll know in the next few days anyways, Jerry. Well, I'm getting down here kind of close to Patewood, so I better let you go. You have a great day. Stay out of this heat. It's too dang hot out there. I went out and watered and fed the chickens. We did this morning, and it's just already getting hot. I got 79 degrees here, Jerry. Take care. N4DJC and 0GR Flint.
Thinking about you, and pretty sure take good care of him. Don't let him slap anybody around. Talk to you later, Tom. Let me know how it goes. N0TR, N4DJC.
Jerry, I'm far too old for that. I'm falling apart. I think that's what happened back there, is the discs and that are messed up. And we hope this ablation or whatever they're going to do will help out. But there's no violence left in this old man. I just kid around a little bit. 73 is Jerry. And 4DJC and 0TR.
Okay, W-W-Z.
Hope you're doing well today. I just got a minute to say hello and got to jump out and head back downstairs. Hope you have a good day today. N4DJC.
Well, hello. I was just looking to see if I could talk to somebody. Hope you have a good day and stay safe. Okay, there's more WWZ on the side. Anybody who makes you listening, you'll have to talk.